talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Disgusting, ugly, horrific, racially motivated. Lack of humanity. You know how many things we could call what took place in Chicago? And, you know, if you've not seen the video, you know, don't see the video. There's some things in life you just don't need to see. I tell everybody, in life, there are some things that you never want to forget, and there's some things you wish you could, but you never can. And one of those things you just never need to see. And, you know, as we've talked about race, and if you listen to the show here, you know that I will talk about race. I have no problem with it. I'm not going to attack either side. In fact, I got called a racist last night because I gave President Obama, I think, a fair assessment as far as his legacy, and I gave him a C. And I posted on Facebook what the guy said about me. I'm assuming it's a guy. I don't know. Could be a female. The person, how's that, said about me being a racist. It is what it is. I don't care. I get called things all the time. But I talk about race. I am willing to have a conversation about race. I think we should have a conversation about race. There was an incident that took place a couple weeks ago with a 14-year-old boy taking a video of a young 16-year-old black kid at a school function where they were having a chicken wing eating contest, and he posted something racial, and he got his ass whooped up on, and that was racially motivated, and I don't care what anybody says, and it was, and that kid who got his ass whooped up on, he is suspended from school, but the other kid's been charged with battery and assault, and I think it's a bunch of bunk. Just let kids figure it out for themselves, and you know, and you have a stern talking to. I don't think anybody, law needs to be brought into certain things. This thing that happened in Chicago, law needs to be brought into this. If you've not heard it, if you've not seen it, let me give you a quick breakdown. Four teens happen to be black. Have been charged not only with a hate crime now, but they literally have a laundry list of stuff that they're charged with. I dare I say that these kids who are young adults will never see the light of day in the next 20 or 30 years. Kidnapping, torture, aggravated assault, unlawful restraint, aggravated battery, hate crime, aggravated kidnapping, robbery, possession of a stolen vehicle, residential burglary, blah, 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 blah. It goes on. These four kids, I use the word kids loosely, three are 18 and one is 24. Jordan Hill, Teshve Cooper, Brittany, and Tanisha Covington, 24. They, I guess, knew in some way, shape, or form, in some acquaintance, this young man who has special needs, who happened to maybe have met them through school or something like that. And after spending a day or so with them, they tortured him and beat him for 6+ hours savagely, and they did it on Facebook Live. And along the way, F Trump, F right people, it was nasty. It was absolutely nasty. The thing is, again, this goes back to the sickness that we have in this world in a lot of ways. First of all, if you go to the Facebook page or if you go to the Twitter at Chad Benson Show, I've got a post up there asking a question about bias. Do we have a bias in the country? Are we inherently as human beings biased? If people are honest with themselves, and many times they're not honest with themselves, do we all in some way, shape, or form? 64% right now say yes. 9% say no. 9% say yes, but not racial bias, which is what it seems to be. And 18% said, yes, we are all racist. And I think in some ways, a lot of that, it may all be true. I mean, I think all of us in some way, shape, or form had a bias, racist thoughts, sexist thoughts, all kinds of thoughts in our life, right? Does it make it so, right? Just because you've thought about committing suicide doesn't make you suicidal. Every one of us has had a bleak, dark time in our life where we've thought, and then we've, boom. All of us have. What took place by these kids was a sadistic crime, a horrific crime, a crime where they show no emotion, a crime where they are for all intents and purposes, not only did they show no emotion, except only in the video, they showed no remorse. The humanity is lost in this video. And every year, once or twice a year, we see something like this. We see some form of humanity. We see some form of disgust. We see some form of something or other that makes us sick to our stomach. Now, they're going to meet, they're going to be in front of a judge tomorrow at about 1 p.m. Central for a bond hearing. I do not believe that they're going to get any bond hearing worth a damn. To be completely honest with you, if it is, it's $1 million a piece. And I'd be surprised if it's anything less. I'd be shocked if it is. What took place is the mom dropped the young man. Again, is what's wrong with him? I'm assuming he's on somewhere on the autistic scale. It's not quite, you can't really tell. He doesn't have Down syndrome, but somewhere in the autistic scale, I would assume. But he dropped him off at a McDonald's. Saturday, he hung out with them, who apparently was friends with one of the people. And then by Monday, the mother had contacted the police. He was being beaten so bad, and he was being thumped so bad, and screaming and yelling to the point that the police were called by the neighbors downstairs, in which case the kids went downstairs and kicked in the doors of the neighbors. By then, he was able to escape. The police rolled up, saw a bloody man, took him into custody until they could realize that he was the victim, and then everything went from there. This is a hate crime. Look, most crime is hate, right? Some of it's passion, some of it's addiction, but stuff like this is hate. This is, and this was disgusting. It was beyond disgusting. Where is the humanity in us anymore? Where has it gone? That's my thing. Where has it gone? Where has this gone? Where has it gone to the point where four individuals, and this is near and dear to my heart because of my little brother, Spencer. My little brother, Spencer, who's in a wheelchair, who's got a trach and a G-tube, who struggles every day just to live, who's got cerebral palsy, who's got brain damage, who is, you know what? He's just, whenever you think you've had a bad day, you look at him and you realize how blessed you are to have. I couldn't even imagine for the life of me how four individuals could think that this was a good thing. I couldn't imagine for the life of me how four people think beating on somebody who is mentally handicapped, that this was a solid idea, that this was a good thing. Where are your parents? That's what I'd like to know. Where are the people that have influenced in you in your life? And let me tell you something. People are going to do two things here. First and foremost, people are blaming Black Lives Matter. I don't buy that for a bunk. Black Lives Matter had nothing to do with this. These were four individuals in Chicago who were absolute disgusting human beings. Filth is what they are. One of them as a child, I believe, that also has been very sick and in the hospital. What if somebody beat your child? What if somebody made fun of your child? Wait. Disgusting individuals, yes. But secondly, what's going to happen now are people are going to come out in some way, shape, or form, and they're going to twist the narrative. It's going to be Trump's fault. It's going to be the way that this country has gone's fault. It's going to be the fact that people are intolerant's fault. It's going to be the fact that people are frustrated. They don't have jobs. There's going to be a way that's painted. Look, in some cases, the frustration boils over when injustice happens, and you've seen it, and then it goes too far. But you understand why it happens. You understand why it happens. What took place when Rodney King and the four officers were acquitted? I understood that. Because having lived in Southern California and understood what Rampart Division was about and a lot of that stuff, I understood the boiling over. I understand something like that. Doesn't give people right to do what they did, but I understand that. This had nothing to do with anything. And when people come out over the next few days and they paint the picture of how these kids have struggled, and it's because of institutional racism, and it's wrong, it's bunk, it's BS. There are a lot of problems that need to be addressed in all of our society. But I will tell you this right now: this had nothing to do with any of that. Because if every one bad asshat like these SOBs, there's 1,000 people that go through the same stuff that these kids have, and they don't do what they did. These are just 4 bad individuals who are the reason why we build prisons. Their comeuppance is coming, and they deserve it. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the show. Love when you do, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can also email the show, chat at chadbensonshow.com, and, of course, through all of our social media, Instagram and everything else, Chad Benson Show. It's pretty simple to find. Oh, man, I have so much stuff to get to today. We've got crazy law. What do you hear some of these lawsuits we're going to talk about? They are beyond crazy. They are so beyond crazy. You have no idea how crazy people are. One of them that's not on there, we'll talk. I'll just give you a hint. One of them that didn't make the list but may make it next year is about Raisinets. That's the insanity that we have here. We got a lot of stuff to get today. We're gonna get it all in for you because that's what we do here, kids. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Oh, text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. That's the text line. As someone from Chicago writes a text, I'm disgusted by these waste of sperm. They had nothing to do with Trump, Hillary. It had everything to do with scumbags who wanted to be famous on Facebook. This morning, I contacted the state's attorney office to Cook County in Chicago and the governor's office in Springfield about this. Yeah. Well, look. What took place and what these SOBs did. You know, Don Lemon said it's bad parenting. This isn't evil. If this isn't evil, then I don't know what is, right? What are you going to say about ISIS and blowing people up? That's not evil. That's bad parenting, right? Come on. These people, first of all, there is a lot of indictment for all of us to be, you know, in this. And I'll tell you why. We have made online the place to be. And we'll get to that a little bit later. 6 hours this went on. This was not a... You hear a 30-second clip. In fact, we've got a clip of them. Let's play just the clip number one here and just listen to a little bit of this.
I put a whole patch out of this, boy.
Why you do that?
Ain't no blood on the blade.
That was you did.
Donald Trump.
Oh, my brother,
my. Y'all, this people G high here. Hey, this people G high here. Yeah. Y'all see this right here? We finna put this in a trunk.
First of all, no idea what they're saying. And we're going to talk about language a little bit later. Because you may be speaking English, but I have no idea what you're saying. Chad, that is the race. Whatever. I know I'm going to get a racist rant here, there, and everywhere. The whole thought factor is... Don Lemon said, well, it's just bad. This isn't evil. This is bad parenting. 6.5 hours this went on live on Facebook Live. Now, we've talked about Facebook Live, the lady that died last week. We talked a bit early this week. We talked about that. You don't know where it's happening, but I sure as bleep would have seen something like this, would have tried to elude the authorities in some way, shape, or form. But you know what? There's also skepticism, right? Is it real? That's also one of the other things. You don't know anymore if anything's real. And that's the thing. But the parenting thing, let me tell you something about the parenting thing. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm sick and tired of not being able to address issues in this country because the minute you say something, you get accused of being a racist, you get accused of being a sexist, you get accused of being homophobic, you get accused of being something, anti-Islamic, and you get accused of being something. There is an issue in Chicago. And if we address the issues the right way, we can start to make headway into what's going on. But the political correctness that is running rampant in this country, that is stopping us from actually having conversations, dialogues, and actually finding solutions to problems, has got to stop. It absolutely has got to stop. All you PC people out there who are terrified by Donald Trump, I have news for you. You created him. You did. You created Donald Trump. You were as much a part of his creation, if not more so, than the people on the right were. You created them. If we cannot have conversations in this country, true, honest to God, big time dialogue about things, then we're screwed. Bad parenting? Hell yeah, it was bad parenting. But I'm going to take a shot in the dark here. I'm going to take a shot in the dark and says, out of the four kids, one may have had a father in their life. Don't call me racist. Call me honest if I show you the facts. Call me honest. Don't lead with feelings. Lead with facts. Wouldn't be surprised if the other men in their life at some point in time have been locked up or not around at all. Chad, what? Being honest? It's about addressing the issues. So things like this don't happen. We need to address the issues. All of us, whether it be race and the white-black relationship, whether it be lack of fathers in the home, whether it be anti-Islamic beliefs, whether it be anti-gay, whether it be anti-famine, whether it be whatever it is, we need to address it. And we got to take away the veil of soft-footing around each other as to not hurt each other's feelings. It's got to happen. It's a must. If we're to move forward, truth has to be out there. Enough with the feelings, let's talk facts. Enough with the baloney, let's talk facts. Let's be honest with each other. Honesty can hurt. Trust me, I know it can hurt. But honesty for the right reasons to help us move forward, in the end, will better us. Lies aren't getting us anywhere. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chadbensonshow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the show, 323-538-2423. If you want to call the program, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Simple and easy. Make that phone call if you want to. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Still angry. Get a lot of text messages. Somebody just text me. You can always text the show. We're talking about the live streaming of the four black kids beating up on the white disabled young man. Texter writes in, I'm black, and what you said was spot on, Chad. We need to have more conversation and dialogue like that in this country. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. You can also call the show, 844-DIG-CHAD. Steve, you want to talk about what you saw on the Facebook Live? What's happening, man?
So angry by seeing this. You know, I'm someone who recently moved from Chicago. And, you know, people tell me every day, like, oh, Chicago, it's so bad, it's so bad. There's so much shooting and everything. You know, the shootings, yeah, there's a lot of murders, a lot of killings. You get used to that, unfortunately, because it's one concentrated area where most of that happens. This example here, though, is nothing that is acceptable. There is nothing about this that is normal. You know, you said a thing that, well, it's probably because there's no parents figure, this, that, and the other thing. My parents were both dead by the time I was 12 years old. I've never grown up to be something like this. This is not about a parent in the house. This is about people who have no self-respect for anyone, not even themselves. What they do is they just want to go be thugs, think they're funny, think that they're scoring points with someone. As much as I hated the fact that this was aired on Facebook Live, my thought process was what if this wasn't aired on Facebook Live? Who knows what would have happened? Who knows if this would have ever come out in the public and people would have seen exactly the type of animals, disgusting pieces of trash that these four individuals were. So as much as I think that Facebook Live kind of contributed to this, I think at the same time it kind of brought it to the surface where people could see what was going on. You know, in Chicago, there's a black police superintendent who said for 28 years he's been a cop and that this is one of the worst things he's ever seen. And he never gets used to seeing things like this, unfortunately. You know, he sees it too often.
Steve, I appreciate your call, man. Thank you so very much. You know what? Steve's right about, you know, we as human beings shouldn't get used to seeing anything like this. We as human beings should never get used to seeing something like this. This was a disgusting, deplorable act that they will be punished for. And, here you are. You have four black youths who are beating up a white disabled man who they claim to be acquaintances. Even one of them claimed to be friends of his. And to do this, and let me tell you something. Not everybody that has two parents ends up being a wonderful human being. See Jeffrey Dahmer. Not everybody who has, you know, one parent and no parent ends up being a bad person. But if you look at the numbers and you look at the odds and you look at a lot of the things out there, this is where a lot of this issue lays. We could debate this all day. We could talk about it. But here's the thing. I can show people numbers, but the feelings and the passion and the anger will get in the way. They will redirect. They will re-steer. This is the time we have conversations, but we won't. We won't have conversations like this at all because we can't. Obamacare. You know, I've got Obamacare is going to be repealed. We know that. What are they going to do? This is the thing about Obamacare. I tell everybody, be careful what you wish for because you may just get it. Well, you got what you wanted, right? You control everything. Pretty soon you're going to have the lead and the majority in the Supreme Court. You got the House. You got everything's right in front of you. You got the presidency. It's all yours. Be careful what you wish for because people are going to ask you, hey, you promised this. Boom. Follow through. They're on the clock right now. The Republicans have vowed to get rid of Obamacare. But what they're starting to realize is, first of all, they have way too many choices. This is one of those things where you got 25 different choices. You're not quite sure which one's the best choice. Everybody's got their say in the room. Nobody's going to get behind a singular one. But the other big issue is this thing is so entrenched in a lot of ways that they're starting to realize an unwinding of this is going to make them look horrible. So now what they're saying is they're going to piece by piece, inch by inch, take it apart. I think repeal and replace it isn't going to happen. Can we set aside partisan politics for just a second, right? I know it's hard. I know it's absolutely hard to set aside partisan politics. Can we, for one moment in time, set everything aside and say, not everything in Obamacare is bad, right? Neither side has a monopoly on bad or good ideas. Both sides are equally stupid and can be equally brilliant. Although the brilliant seems to be lacking at times. Both sides can have good ideas and bad ideas. Is it fair to say that? I think so. There are some things inside Obamacare that I think people like. There are some things inside Obamacare that I think people feel that, you know what, that is something that should be in there. We shouldn't get rid of that. I like the opportunity to keep my son or my daughter on until age 24, 25, 26. You know, I like the opportunity to say that there's no pre-existing conditions, so that way people who are sick or have been sick in the past have an opportunity to be insured. I like some of these things. I have zero problem. Some of those things need to stay in place, all right? Some of those things, absolutely. The Republicans are going to walk a very fine line here because, as we know, we are a fickle nation. We are very fickle. We can turn on a dime. The same people that put you there can take you out. And the Republicans have quite a track record of turning on their own and doing it fast. So you got to walk a fine line. You do. And I don't think people realize that. I think people think he's walking in, they're going to repeal it, it's going to be gone. In tomorrow goes something. It's not as easy as that sounds. It's not. You have to unwind it. You have to slowly but surely take it apart. Think of it like this. Obamacare is a giant, huge, long piece of string or something, and it's been tied in 1,000 different weird knots, and it's all tangled up. Slowly but surely, you're going to have to unwind it and do this. And it's going to take a while. It's not boom. This isn't magic. It's boom when you pull it tight and everything's gone. It's not. You've got to be able to put something in its place. And the way that I'm seeing this right now is the way that they're breaking down is look, we're going to have to take it apart piece by piece. It's got to be piece by piece. We can't replace it all at once. It's just not possible. What they're saying is they're going to have smaller bills that could actually attract some bipartisan support in Congress, which in some ways I think they're going to need for some of this stuff, as well as some executive actions that Donald Trump and Tom Price, if he's confirmed Human Health Secretary, are going to agree on. So they're not going to destroy it all at once. And they need to be clear on that. The one thing about the Republicans that I always get frustrated with is the messaging they have is the poorest messaging in the world. It is. They are the Mariah Carey of politics, right? Their message is horrible. Many times they're lip syncing, which means they're giving a lip service. It's not real. They don't quite understand what's going on. And then they just say stuff like, yeah, I'm doing a good job. Woohoo! I'm doing a great job. They are the Mariah Carey of politics. They need to figure it out. And they need to have, and the other thing is, you don't really have the mandate you think you have, right? So when you go into here, you've got to tread carefully, not so much to appease the Democrats, but to look at Americans and what's gone on. Whether you like Obamacare or not, and many of us don't, and most people over the last several years that have seen it now, especially come into full effect, realize, look, that the prices are up and this isn't really all that we were promised, but we don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater kind of thing. So we need to figure this out. You've got to understand, you've got to... not so much tread carefully, but along the way, have a coherent, concise message that shows you that, look, hey, we're not getting rid of everything. Some of this stuff was good. We're not going to destroy this thing. And tomorrow night, you're not going to have doctors. Because if it falls apart, it's egg on their face. If it falls apart, they're the ones who are going to be holding the bag now. That's why I said earlier, be careful what you wish for because you may just get it. There's no doubt in my mind we need to unwind this thing and put inside better coverage, smarter coverage, common sense coverage, expand the opportunity to buy this thing, bring more and more companies inside of this thing, let the competition be bigger and better, but take the things that work. And this is where bipartisanship needs to come in. This is where the Republicans need to show that they're the adults in the room. This isn't neener, 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 we won. This, let's be adults in this. And I don't know if they're going to be adults. I worry at times that they won't be. I'm not a fan of Obamacare. I never was. But I think there's a way to take some of the stuff that was in there that was good, keep it around, and at the same time, add to it. There's nothing wrong in life with that, looking at something and going, that didn't work, but this did work inside of this. Let's not destroy this all, right? Let's you know, the house is still good. The paint job's bad, and the inside decorating, for all intents and purposes, minus a room or two, is horrible. But rather than knock the whole house down, why not repaint it and then add some new furniture, and we'll go from there? It should be that simple. The politics is never that simple. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. You can also, woohoo, go to the old phone line if you'd like, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Let's laugh a bit, shall we? Craziness that is lawsuits in this country, and we've seen a bunch. We have the 10 wackiest, craziest, most asinine lawsuits from 2016. Wait till you hear some of them, including the monkey and the photographer and PETA. Chad Benson Show.
Blah, 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 blah. He's Chad Benson.
Oh, my God, I love it. A little cult of personality. What was the name of these guys?
Living Color.
Living Color. Do you remember they performed in, like, wetsuits? Like, what the hell's wrong with you? Their dreads were neon green and stuff. Man,
oh, yeah.
I love these guys. Brothers could rock it. We live in a litigious society. That's what we do. That's how we get equal with people and even with people. We sue the hell out of them. And then we sue them again. And then when all is said and done, we sue them again. Or the threat of suing. Last year, there was a lot of lawsuits. We have 10 of the craziest lawsuits. One lawsuit I was sent yesterday that is, I guess, would be this year, would be the Raisinettes lawsuit, where a woman apparently feels that she's not getting the right amount of Raisinettes inside of the Raisinettes box, and therefore it is false advertising, so she needs to take the Raisinettes people to court and ask them why. This is it, you know. Oh, you mean literally? Oh, whatever. For God's sakes. Jeez. This is it. You know when you do stuff like that, you understand what happens, right? A, for some people, you give legitimacy to all these crazy rules and laws that we have, right? And B, you end up creating more of these things. And you make it more expensive for us as individuals. It's a freaking Raisinette lady. That lady last year that sued Kentucky Fried Chicken because the chicken in the bucket in the commercial looked different than the chicken in the bucket in reality. My God. Number 10, business owner spends $25 million to fight the government. This one is interesting. Howard Root is the CEO of a medical company that sells the FDA-approved device that treats varicose veins. The U.S. Department of Justice claimed that his company falsely advertised the product, and they sought to fine him. Root said, screw this, spent $25 million of his own money on legal fees, had over 100 attorneys, and in February of last year, he finally won the case. But experts worry now that the Department of Justice will never stop their unnecessary persecution of high-profile complaint companies, which I think is true. And by the way, you always ask anybody, who wins or loses in cases like this? And you know what everybody always says? The lawyers win, everybody else loses. Who's getting rich, right? Who's getting rich? The miners never got rich. You know who got rich? The people who sold the stuff to the miners. That's who gets rich. Number 9, this one's interesting. Family sues SAT for giving their son extra time. That's right. A little glitch in the system gave their son and several others extra time. The family was angry and sued the test makers. Guess what? The Educational Testing Service and College Board decided not to grade the portion of the test where the kids were given extra time, which have made everybody a little upset. Hey, how do you like them apples? Yeah.
Can I sue EPL for giving everyone extra time?
Yes, you can. Yes. Yes. Can I sue America for rolling the clock back every year and wasting our time? Can I do that? That's a lawsuit willing to have right there. Number 8, man sues Nebraska Cornhuskers to stop the balloon release that they have. University of Nebraska fans celebrate touchdowns by releasing balloons. A man named Donnie Downer sued the school because the balloons were harmful to the environment except for one thing. The balloons were biodegradable and environmentally friendly. Still didn't matter. The lawsuit went on. This is one of my favorite. A cyclist sues SoulCycle because the workout was too intense. She said that the workout was far too intense, and because of that, she was injured. That's right. Because there was lack of instruction, design of the bike, volume of the music, and the darkness in the room resulting gross negligence, even though, ironically, those are some of the reasons its members pay $30 an hour for that. We can move down here. MasterCard sued over a fundraiser. This to me is insane. You got MasterCard. They do a Stand Up for Cancer campaign. They raised $4 million. That was their goal. They continued the campaign for a while. It raises $30 million. A man sues MasterCard because the company should have stopped asking for money. Yeah, nice. How about a woman who sued for $161,000 for walking into a ladder? She wouldn't pay any attention. She walked through a construction zone into a ladder, was eventually hurt. Security cameras, actually saw the whole thing happen. It was her fault, but she still got $161,000. Starbucks was sued because of having too much ice or too much foam. Two separate lawsuits for giving too much of something. People think about these things. But my favorite of all is the PETA. In 2015, a British photographer was hanging out with a monkey who took his camera and started taking hilarious selfies, right? The photographer then released the portraits online, and he made a great profit. And in a bizarre move, not really, PETA sued the photographer. The animal rights group argued the monkey, not the man, owned the rights to the work. But PETA ended up losing the lawsuit because they said, while that may be true or not true, he did all the work to make the money, and it's not a human being. So get over it. The insanity of it all. This is what happens. We are a litigious society. Litigious. We love to sue. And it's going to get worse, people. We love it. That's where everybody thinks equal footing is. We'll get you where the money is. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, simple and easy, 323-538-2423. You can also call us, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Lots of great stuff on the Facebook as well as the Twitter, including a poll about us being biased. Are we, as human beings, just naturally biased? You can go answer it there at Twitter, at Chad Benson Show. This be, yes, that very same Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.